is the CertSecurity.com Threat Monitor Podcast for March 15th, 2012. In these semi-monthly recordings, CertSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Brandon Blevins. In this Threat Monitor podcast, Andrew Hutchison reveals the daunting prospect of a Security Information and Event Management, or SIEM, system becoming compromised. Learn the potential implications of a compromised SIEM system and how enterprises can bolster SIEM security. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor. Securing the SIEM system. Control access, prioritize availability. Written by Andrew Hutchison. A properly implemented, managed, and utilized SIEM system plays an important role in an organization's security infrastructure environment. Thus, it's clear that compromising SIEM activities could be a successful strategy for an attacker looking to avoid detection or undermine management of the environment's security. What are the potential implications of a compromised SIEM system? What defenses are available for enterprises looking to secure their SIEM systems? Those are questions we'll seek to answer in this podcast. Treat the SIEM system as a high-priority enterprise resource. While a SIEM system is the infrastructure's nerve center from a security operations point of view, it is also one of many systems within the managed enterprise environments. For this reason, the SIEM should be pulled regularly to ensure it is running and fully operational. Part of the SIEM deployment plan should be to ensure the SIEM system is identified as a critical system in the enterprise landscape. Also, make sure the hardware and software systems on which it runs are configured and managed as high-risk areas. It is also necessary to consider the SIEM system's resilience. Future SIEM system designs will focus on attributes such as adaptive routing and out-of-band signaling. Adaptive routing ensures that if one path for security event delivery cannot be traversed, another path is followed. Out-of-band signaling to the central node means alternative communication channels may be used. Practical steps for achieving SIEM system security today. While these next-generation SIEM protections will be incorporated into future SIEM system products, a lot can be done now to ensure SIEM security. By ensuring a typical security review approach is applied to the SIEM system itself, the security event collection process can be implemented effectively. From an authentication and access control point of view, SIEM system access should be carefully set up and managed. Integration within the enterprise's LDAP directory services could be a way to ensure the SIEM system is seen as part of the managed environment. Access to the system should be limited, and privilege access in particular should be carefully controlled, possibly within a separation of duties type of approach, whereby no single individual or administrator is able to act in isolation. The confidentiality and integrity of the security information must be considered, specifically with respect to how information travels between the collection agents, aggregation points, and the central management node. Where information is stored, for example, a database at the central node, confidentiality needs to be considered. Privacy could also be an issue to consider, depending upon where and how security events are being used. We'll be right back after this quick ad break.
Looking for sound advice on the newest information security technologies and strategies, as well as insightful analysis of current InfoSec events? Then look no further than Information Security Magazine. Sign up today for a subscription to the industry's top digital magazine devoted entirely to information security. Download this month's PDF containing news, features, analysis, and commentary from security's biggest names. Signing up is easy. Visit searchsecurity.com/informationsecuritymagazine today to sign up for your free subscription. That's searchsecurity.com/informationsecuritymagazine.
In some instances, anonymization is applied to security events so general trends can be determined, especially if conducted off-site or across multiple clients, with only limited scope to reverse this to reconstruct the actual event under the control and policies of the organization. Non-repudiation could be considered to ensure actors, authorized or otherwise, cannot repudiate event evidence of particular actions. How some events are stored, both centrally and in the originating systems, needs to be considered to ensure sufficient evidence can be gathered. Finally, the availability of a system is considered a security issue, and this is no less of an issue for a SIEM system. It has been indicated that future SIEM products will have self-healing, adaptive-type capabilities from an architectural perspective. In the interim, the disaster recovery aspects of a business should ensure the SIEM system is also implemented on a high-availability-type infrastructure. Along with recovery of other mission-critical systems, the SIEM should be prioritized to ensure orderly monitoring and insights. After all, depending on what has caused an outage or disaster, having the security systems running first could be most important, ensuring any unexpected patterns, alerts, events, or incidents are visible, that they can be investigated, and that responses can be deployed. Through careful deployment, the security of SIEM systems can be enhanced. While it'll take more time to create architectures that increase the resilience of SIEM products, treating them as high availability, critical systems within the overall management landscape can be done immediately. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor Podcast. You can also download more of our podcast by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcast. Until next time, I'm Brandon Blevins. Have a great day.